Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. So today we're tackling the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux cooling mattress. It's got a lot of hype around it, but we want to look past the marketing and see what real users are saying.
Yeah, gotta cut through the noise.
Exactly. And speaking of cutting through the noise, don't forget to check out the show notes for links to an exclusive discount on the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux cooling. All right, let's get into it. One of the big things they push with this mattress is the cooling factor, right? Mm-hmm. The article talks about this cool-to-the-touch cover, gel-infused memory foam, all this fancy tech.
Oh, yeah, they really play that up.
They do. But then you've got some users saying it doesn't actually sleep that cool. What's the deal?
Well, cooling's tricky, right? It's not just about the mattress itself.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You got to think about room temperature, what you're wearing to bed, how you sleep, even your partner if you've got one.
Oh, true.
So, yeah, the Aurora Lux might feel cool at first touch, but staying cool all night, that's a different story.
So maybe not the miracle solution for hot sleepers they make it out to be?
And maybe not. There's one user who even said, like, the surface is cool, yeah, but deeper down, not so breathable.
Huh, interesting.
Could be the type of foam, how dense it is, the whole construction, maybe.
So it shows you got to look deeper than just the surface, right?
Right. Don't just get sucked in by that initial, ooh, that's cold feeling.
Good advice.
Yeah.
So expectations, got to manage them. Let's move on to firmness, then. They've got soft, medium, firm. The usual suspects.
Yep, three options.
But there's this one user, went with medium, thought it'd be softer. Ended up liking the support, though.
That's how it goes sometimes. Firmness is so subjective. What feels firm to me might feel like a cloud to you.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the takeaway there for our listeners?
Well, it could be that Brooklyn Bedding, their firmness scale, runs a bit firmer than other brands.
That's good to know. So if you usually like medium, maybe go softer with this one.
Worth considering. And always, always check out those user reviews. See what people who like your same firmness level are saying.
Always good advice. Okay, on to the next thing, the whole hybrid hype.
Footprints are big these days.
They are. And this article, they're praising the Aurora Lux's hybrid design for, you know, the edge support and motion isolation. But are hybrids always the answer?
Good question. Not necessarily, though they do tend to be pretty good in those areas.
Right, right.
Think about it, edge support. That means you can use the whole mattress, right? Important for couples, anyone who likes to spread out.
Makes sense.
And actually, with the Aurora Lux, there is one user specifically mentioned how the edge support made it easy to sit on the bed to put on shoes. No worries about rolling off.
Oh, that's a good real-life example. So it seems like the hybrid design delivers there. What about motion isolation? How does the Aurora Lux stack up on that?
Well, those coils, individually encased, they're usually fantastic at absorbing movement. Your partner moves, you don't feel a thing.
That's the dream.
It is. But I gotta say, we don't have a ton of user feedback specifically on motion isolation for this one.
Ah.
Something to keep in mind for listeners, maybe do some extra digging, see what couples are saying in their reviews.
Good point. All right, now this next bit is where things get a little worrisome. One user talked about this sinking feeling with the mattress. Said it sometimes felt like it was sinking or even sagging, not just soft.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's a red flag.
Right. So sinking versus sagging, what's the difference? How can our listeners tell if their mattress is actually, you know, going bad?
Important distinction. Sinking, that's that feeling of your body kind of molding into the mattress. Can be nice, especially if you like that contouring feeling.
Right.
Sagging, though, that means the mattress is breaking down. It's not supporting you properly anymore, starting to dip in places.
So sinking's cozy, sagging's a problem. How can you tell which one you're dealing with?
Look for indentations that stick around. If you see a dip even when you're not on the mattress, that's bad news. You can also try that hand test. Slide your hand under the mattress in different spots. If you feel big gaps or it feels uneven, that could be sagging.
Ooh, a handy trick. Any preventative measures? Anything listeners can do to avoid the dreaded sag?
Absolutely. The base you use is key. Platform bed or solid slats, those work best, especially with a hybrid like the Aurora Lux.
Okay.
Stay away from those old box springs, the ones with slats spaced far apart. Those can actually make sagging worse over time.
Got it. So good support underneath is crucial. Now let's get back to a comment that really stood out. One user mentioned that the off-gassing from the Aurora Lux actually triggered their asthma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The article does mention that the mattress is CertiPR US certified, though.
Oh.
Can you break that down for us? Does that mean it's totally safe? No worries about off-gassing?
So CertiPR US, it's a third-party certification.
Sure.
They test foams for harmful chemicals, things like VOCs. Those are what contribute to that new mattress smell.
Okay.
So it's good that the Aurora Lux has that, definitely reassuring.
Right.
But even with the certification, you can still get some off-gassing. It doesn't eliminate it completely.
So it's like better than nothing, but not a guarantee.
Exactly.
Hmm. So what's your advice for someone with sensitivities, maybe asthma, like the user, who's considering the Aurora Lux?
I'd say unbox it, air it out, like really air it out. Well-ventilated room at least a couple days before you sleep on it.
Makes sense.
Windows open, fans going. That'll help speed things up.
Okay, good tips.
And honestly, if they're still worried, they could reach out to Brooklyn Bedding directly, ask about their off-gassing testing, what they recommend for sensitive folks.
Smart. All right, let's talk returns. The article highlights a user who loved how easy it was to return the Aurora Lux. But there's a catch, $99 fee.
Yeah, there's often a catch.
Right. So is that normal for mattresses with trial periods? Are they being sneaky?
It's getting more common, actually. Lots of companies offer these long trials, 100 nights, sometimes more.
Sure, sure.
But got to pay for that convenience somehow, right? That's where the return fee comes in.
So trade-off, you get to try it risk-free, but maybe got to pay if it's not a match.
Exactly. And those fees can be all over the place. Flat fee, percentage of the price. Really got to read the fine print before you buy. Some do free returns, though.
Oh, good to know. Okay, let's wrap up this section with price. The article says a queen costs around $2,000. But then in their FAQs, it says over $3,000 for a queen.
Whoa, that's a big difference.
Right, what's going on there?
Well, could be a few things. Maybe different versions of the Aurora Lux, different features, you know? Or maybe just old info. Mattress prices jump around all the time. Sales, promotions, time of year.
True, true.
So always double check the retailer's website, get the latest price. But even at $2,000, that's a lot of money. With the mixed reviews and all, is it even worth it?
That's the big question. When is a high price justified in the mattress world?
Well, you want premium materials for sure. Innovative design, something that actually makes it more comfortable, better sleep.
Right, right.
And a good brand, one with a good reputation, good customer service. That matters too.
So it's not just about the fancy features, it's about the substance behind them.
Exactly. A big price tag doesn't mean good sleep. You got to do your research. Figure out what you need, what matters to you. Then see if the mattress actually delivers on those things.
Words of wisdom. It seems like with this Aurora Lux, you're really paying for those cooling features. But as we've heard, mixed results there.
Definitely something to consider.
Yeah, listeners got to weigh their priorities. Now, I'm curious, any user reviews that really jumped out at you? Good or bad?
You know, there was one. The user said the Aurora Lux felt squishy yet firm.
Huh. How does that even work?
Right. I thought that was interesting. Seems to capture what a hybrid can be, that balance of comfort and support. They liked that sink-in feeling, but still felt supported all night.
Ah, so getting the best of both worlds.
Potentially. But again, it's also subjective, right? What feels amazing to one person might be totally off for someone else.
So true. And that's why it's so important to, you know, read those reviews, get different perspectives, try a mattress yourself if you can.
Absolutely. The more info you have, the better. And speaking of trying it out, let's talk warranty. Article mentions the Aurora Lux comes with a 10-year warranty.
Yeah, good point. Warranties, they can be kind of confusing. What should our listeners be looking out for?
Well, usually mattress warranties cover defects, you know, problems with the materials, how it's made. So if you get sagging too early, seam splitting, stuff like that, that's probably covered.
Okay, so manufacturing flaws, basically.
Right. And 10 years, that's pretty standard in the industry. But always, always read the fine print.
Oh, yeah. There's always fine print.
What's covered, what's not, it can be tricky. Like some warranties, they do this prorated thing.
Prorated.
Yeah. So the amount they'll pay, it goes down over time.
So it's not just about how long the warranty is, but what it actually covers.
Exactly. And things like stains, tears, damage you cause yourself, that's usually not covered.
Makes sense. Now, we were talking about that off-gassing. Even with the CertiPure US certification, some users mentioned a strong smell, especially those sensitive to smells. Anything else listeners can do to minimize that besides airing it out?
You know what's often overlooked? Mattress protectors.
Oh yeah, those things.
They're not just for spills and stains. Some of them, they use breathable materials that can actually help with odors too.
Huh, that's a good tip. Like an extra layer of defense against the smell.
Exactly. And speaking of layers, remember how we were talking about matching firmness to sleep position.
Yeah, yeah.
The Aurora Lux has those three options, which is good, but how do you figure out which one's right for you?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, we know it's subjective, but are there any general guidelines?
For sure. If you sleep on your back, usually medium to firm is good. It keeps your spine aligned.
Okay.
Side sleepers, they often prefer a bit more give, softer to medium, so their hips and shoulders are comfy.
Makes sense.
And stomach sleepers, they usually need the firmest, keeps their hips from sinking too much, keeps everything in line.
Got it. So it's really about, like, knowing your body, how you sleep, and finding a mattress that works with that. What about people who, you know, switch positions throughout the night? Combination sleepers, what do they do?
Combination sleepers, those are tricky. They usually do well with something balanced, comfort, and support. Medium firmness is usually a good starting point, but it really depends which position they're in the most, what feels best.
Sounds like trial and error comes into play, which is where those long trial periods are handy. But with that $99 return fee, you don't want to be playing around too much.
Definitely not. Research is key here. Read reviews, compare brands, and figure out what you like before you commit.
Speaking of comparing, we got to circle back to this price thing again. We've got this discrepancy. The article says $2,000 for a queen. The FAQs say over $3,000. That's a huge difference. Have you seen this before with other brands? Is this just normal in the mattress industry?
It's more common than you'd think, especially online. Prices change quickly, sales, promotions, different versions of the same mattress. It can be confusing.
Ugh, so annoying.
It is. So my advice, always go straight to the retailer's website. Don't rely on articles or FAQs for pricing.
Good call.
Ugh.
Get the most up-to-date info.
Exactly. And if something seems off, just call customer service. They can usually clear things up, explain the different models, tell you about sales.
Great tip. Sometimes you got to be a little bit of a detective, huh?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, a good night's sleep is worth it.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about the pros and cons, the mixed reviews, but let's refocus. This Aurora Lux, it boasts all these cooling features, but we've heard some say it works, some say it doesn't. What are your thoughts on this?
It really comes down to individual experiences and what you expect, you know?
Yeah.
Like we said, cooling is complex, room temperature, what you wear, even your partner's body heat. The Aurora Lux might feel cool when you first touch it, but staying cool all night long, that's a bigger challenge.
So it's not a magic bullet for everyone who sleeps hot.
Not necessarily. Remember that user who said the surface was cool, but deeper down, not so breathable?
Yeah, yeah.
That's something to think about. It's not just about the surface. It's about the whole construction of the mattress.
Makes you think twice, right?
Yeah.
It's more than just that initial, ooh, that's cold feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to firmness. The Aurora Lux comes in soft, medium, and firm. One user went for medium, thought it would be softer, but ended up liking the support. What's the lesson here for our listeners?
It really shows you how subjective firmness is. What feels firm to one person might feel soft to another. And this user's experience, it might suggest that Brooklyn Bedding's firmness scale, it might run a bit firmer than other brands.
Interesting. So if you usually like medium, maybe consider going softer with the Aurora Lux.
It's a thought, always a good idea to check out reviews, see what people who like your same firmness are saying about the different options.
Good advice. Okay, let's revisit the hybrid hype. The article praises the Aurora Lux's hybrid design, that foam plus coils combination. We touched on this earlier, but let's go deeper. Why is this such a big deal, especially for couples?
Well, for couples sharing a bed, edge support is super important. You know, you don't want that feeling like you're going to roll off if you're near the edge. Good edge support means you can use the whole mattress.
No more fighting for space in the middle of the night.
Exactly. And then there's motion isolation. That's huge for couples, too. It means if one person tosses and turns, the other person doesn't feel it. Those individually encased coils in a hybrid, they're really good at absorbing movement.
So you can sleep soundly, even if your partner is a restless sleeper. Sounds like the Aurora Lux has a lot to offer couples, especially those who want a cool and undisturbed sleep. Now, the article mentions the Aurora Lux has a 13.5-inch profile. That's pretty thick.
Mm-hmm.
What are the pros and cons of a thicker mattress?
Thicker mattresses, they can definitely feel more luxurious, more plush. They can also be better for different body types and sleep positions. Like, side sleepers might like the extra cushioning, and heavier people might prefer the extra support.
So it's about finding the right thickness for your needs.
Exactly. Of course, thicker mattresses can also be harder to move around. And you might need deeper pocket sheets. If you have a low bed frame, it might be harder to get in and out of bed, too.
Good point. So it's a trade-off, like most things. Now, let's talk about returns. We talked about that $99 fee, but the article also highlights how easy the process is. One user said, the return was easy, immediately refunded once picked up. That's pretty impressive.
It is. A hassle-free return process is so important, especially with something big and heavy like a mattress.
Definitely takes some of the stress out of trying a new mattress.
Yeah.
Okay, the article also touches on mattress care and warranty. What's one thing people often overlook that can really extend the life of their mattress?
It might sound simple, but use a mattress protector. It's like a shield for your mattress, protects it from spills, stains, dust mites, all that stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of protecting your investment, let's circle back to that price discrepancy one last time. The article says around $2,000 for a queen. The FAQ section says over $3,000. Big difference.
Yeah, as we mentioned, prices can change a lot, especially in the online mattress world. My advice, always check the retailer's website for the most up-to-date info. Don't rely on articles or FAQs.
Good reminder. But even at that lower price, $2,000 is still a big chunk of change. Do you think it's worth it? When is a higher price justified for a mattress?
That's the question, right? It all comes down to value. If it's made with high-quality materials, has features that actually improve your sleep, and it's from a reputable brand, then yeah, a higher price might be worth it.
So it's not just about the bells and whistles, it's about what's underneath.
Exactly. A fancy name and a big price tag, that doesn't guarantee a good night's sleep. You gotta do your research.
Okay, so back to those user reviews that mentioned the Aurora Luxe feeling squishy yet firm and like it was sinking-sagging. How can a mattress be both? And how do you know if that sinking feeling is normal or a problem?
Good questions. That squishy yet firm thing, it could be because of the hybrid design. You've got the soft layers on top, so you sink in a bit, but then the coils underneath give you support and prevent you from sinking too far.
Ah, I see. So you get that cozy feeling without bottoming out.
Right. Now, that sinking feeling, it can be totally normal, especially when the mattress is new, but if you see big dips, indentations that don't go away, that's probably sagging, which is not good.
So keep an eye out for that. The article mentions the Aurora Luxe comes with a 10-year warranty. What does that usually cover?
Most mattress warranties, they cover defects in materials and workmanship. So things like sagging too early, seams coming apart, stuff like that, that's probably covered under the warranty.
Okay, good to know. Let's talk about that off-gassing one more time. We know the Aurora Luxe is CertiPR US certified, which means it's supposed to be low on emissions. But one user said the off-gassing triggered their asthma. Is that a common thing?
It can happen, even with a certified mattress. Those certifications, they set limits on certain chemicals, but they don't eliminate off-gassing completely. And everyone's different. What bothers one person might not bother another.
So airing out a new mattress is always a good idea, especially if you're sensitive to smells.
Absolutely. And if you're really sensitive, you might want to consider a mattress made with natural materials, like latex or organic cotton. They tend to have less off-gassing.
Oh, good to know. Now, earlier you were talking about matching firmness to sleep position. Can you expand on that a bit?
Sure. Finding the right firmness is super important, both for comfort and for your spine. Back sleepers, they usually do well with medium to firm support. It keeps their spine nice and straight. Side sleepers, they need more cushioning for their hips and shoulders, so softer to medium is usually better. And stomach sleepers, they need the firmest support to keep their hips from sinking too much and throwing their back out of alignment.
So it's not just a matter of what feels good, it's about what's good for your body too.
Exactly. And if you're a combination sleeper, someone who moves around a lot at night, you want something that offers both comfort and support.
So finding that Goldilocks mattress, not too firm, not too soft, just right. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today, but let's wrap up with some key takeaways. What are the most important things to think about when deciding if this mattress is right for you?
Think about what you need. How do you sleep? What's your body type? Any temperature sensitivities? And of course, your budget. Then weigh the pros and cons we've talked about.
So do your research. Make an informed decision.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Reach out to the mattress company if you need more info. A good night's sleep is worth it.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, I want to remind everyone to check out the show notes for links to an exclusive discount on the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe Cooling. It's a great opportunity to try it out yourself and see if it lives up to the hype.
And don't forget to air it out.
Always good advice. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a fascinating deep dive. And to our listeners, we'll see you next time for another deep dive. It really has been a great discussion. And you're so right. A good night's sleep, you can't put a price on that. But speaking of price, Gotta address this confusing price situation one last time. The article saying $2,000. The FAQ, over $3,000 for a queen? That's a big difference. Any last tips for listeners trying to figure out what this thing actually costs?
Ugh, it's so frustrating, right? It happens a lot, unfortunately, especially with online mattress brands. Honestly, my best advice, go straight to the retailer's website. Don't trust articles or FAQs for pricing. They could be outdated.
Makes sense. Go right to the source.
Yeah.
Like checking the menu at the restaurant instead of that old takeout flyer.
Exactly. And if you see something that seems weird, don't be shy. Contact customer service. They can usually clear things up, tell you about different models, sales, all that.
So be an informed consumer. Do your homework. But as we've said all along, a good night's sleep, that's worth the effort.
Totally agree.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about this Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe cooling mattress. It's got its good points, it's got its downsides, just like any mattress. At the end of the day, it comes down to what you need and what you're looking for.
Exactly. No one mattress is perfect for everyone.
So true. Listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you all the info you need to make a smart decision. And before we go, one last reminder, check out the show notes for those exclusive discount links. Could be a great chance to try the Aurora Luxe out for yourself, see if it lives up to the hype, or maybe even surprises you.
Sleep well, everyone.
And to you as well. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, sweet dreams.